Social Security and capital gains taxes would also go up. Republicans have to lose just 3 Senate seats, and Democrats take the White House and keep the House. The margin is very thin. Revenue has never been a problem for government. It's out-of-control spending that's the problem. The biggest problem of all is the politicians, who mostly fear cutting spending because they'll be criticized for wanting to starve children and make grandma homeless. Better pay attention and tell your friends to do so, too. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
And good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Yes, we got a little lightning going on, a little bit of rain. If it decides to get really ornery, we'll break format and go right into the storm show. But right now we have Charlene Dew in with us today, and she's with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma. It's always nice to have you in here. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now we're going to talk a little recruitment today, huh?
We are, and we're going to talk about our big event.
Yes, indeed.
Fun virtual event that's coming up. That
mm-hmm. Well, let's go to the let's talk a little bit about the fun.
Okay.
What we got going on?
Well,
fun.
Big event is our annual dinner and auction.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, because of the pandemic, we had to pivot, and we're doing a virtual event. So ticket holders will go through the Circle Drive at Hillcrest Country Club and pick up their dinner with some extra special touches. And then take it to their own home and tune in at 7 o'clock to KWN-TV
mm-hmm.
to hear a very short program. And then our virtual jukebox entertainment will be with Songbox Music Bingo, which is, for those that aren't familiar with that, that is the bingo cards have names of songs in the squares, and you will listen to the playlist and identify the songs. When you have a bingo, you'll call in and win a prize. It's quite fun. I've played a couple of times as they've they play every Thursday.
Every Thursday,
7,
yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's extra special because Songbox was created by two Bartlesville.
Yes, indeed.
Men, so Jackie Manning and Michael Duncan. So,
and they're becoming quite famous.
You know they are.
Yeah, for the for their shut-in jukebox.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so we think it'll be quite fun,
mm-hmm.
and we are encouraging people. I mean, it's another month out, mm-hmm. so by then people are getting together with small mm-hmm. groups of close friends, and so mm-hmm. we're encouraging people to think about maybe having a patio party or a driveway party with their, you know, inner circle of friends, and enjoying the party together. Other people are planning to do it on Zoom.
Wow.
I talked to somebody who's got family in mm-hmm. Philadelphia and Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. and they're all going to get together on Zoom and play together. So that'll be quite fun.
This Songbox thing is really going to be great. And what is the date again for the virtual event?
It's August the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two ticket prices.
Uh-huh.
The $100 ticket includes dinner,
uh-huh.
and there is a $50 ticket that gives you access to the online auctions and the virtual entertainment. Mm-hmm. You'll have to grill your own burgers, but.
and once again, if people want more information on our big to do up, well, how do they get that? Is it on the website here for Big Brothers
if
Big
they
Sisters?
Go to Big Event Bartlesville.
Big Events Bartlesville.
.org.
Org, not net, not com.
Yeah.
Org.
Big Event Bartlesville. .org. They'll find it. They can call our office. I'll be mm-hmm. happy to send them. a digital invitation that they can forward out to their friends.
Sure.
Anything anyone can do to help us spread the word and get more people involved would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, we're going to revisit this here before we end up here today, because folks tune in about every 5 or 10 minutes and they go, I just heard the tail end of that. But we are talking also about recruitment too with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and big couples, I guess.
We want to talk about that. Before we leave the big event, I would like to give a shout out to our sponsors.
Yes, please do.
Our sponsors are DSR, ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, First Investment, mm-hmm. and Sutterfield Financial. Those are our top-tier sponsors.
Hey, thank you very much, because this is going to be a fun event. It's going to be different. It's going to be virtual. And thank you very much for supporting such a wonderful cause sponsor.
Yes, it's been heartening. I mean, Bartlesville mm-hmm. is such a generous community, but I don't think we've had anybody say no to donating an auction mm-hmm. item. And I've only had two sponsors who had to step away this year mm-hmm. because of circumstances related to the
sure.
pandemic, mm-hmm. but are, you know, call me next year. So, and you can certainly understand that.
Oh, sure.
But yeah. I'm really grateful for the ones who are still able to do that, because sponsors are an important part of the campaign.
And again, this will be on K1TV.com. So it's lights, camera, action. It's going to be a lot of fun here,
yeah,
Charlie.
It's going to be great. And I want to applaud the radio station for, you know, developing the technology mm-hmm. to be able to do this and do it locally.
Oh, I tell you, it's been a labor of love. It's been a lot of hard work, but it's been a labor of love, because there's a lot of good that comes from it. So we're very happy to do it, and thank you. So, but boy, we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of bigs, a lot of littles, got a lot of, in the pandemic time, it's challenging. It's challenging normally, but this has kind of put a different spin on things, hasn't it?
It has. Our matches have still been, they were all from the middle of March until the state opened back up,
yeah.
till phase three yeah. opened back up. Everybody was meeting virtually. Mm-hmm. And now it's up to the big, the parent, and the little, whether they get together in person or not. And mm-hmm. some are still getting together in person, mm-hmm. wearing masks and doing the appropriate safety precautions. Others are choosing to continue on the virtual. Some of them are doing driveway. They'll go sit in the driveway and the little's on the porch. And it's been quite fun to see the level of creativity that people have used in to stay in touch. It's really quite fun, actually.
You know, this mentoring program that we have through Big Brothers, Big Sisters, there's a lot of good modeling there. And, you know, creativity, I think, is one of those things that comes if you're a person who has figured out how to model well for a youngster and how to be, you know, that mentor.
We're all being forced to think of ways to do things differently.
Ooh, yeah.
Because
no choice other than.
Yeah. So we've had, I think it was a big sister whose her little really was into art and things. So she created a little art box of art supply things and dropped it off at the house. I know a lot of them, and our program specialist also took things around to all the littles, the match littles, mm-hmm. At Easter time, you know, and some people are playing games on Zoom, you know, like they're both playing, there's just...
It can be done.
It can be done. You just got to
get good at it there, but, you know, after a couple of tries, it's just like being there, sort of.
Yeah, well,
sorta.
You know.
Sort of.
So we've got 16 kids that were on the waiting list mm-hmm. that were really trying to get matched.
Mm-hmm.
And we've sent profiles out to, like, to ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66 to mm-hmm. for their employee resource group just trying to get the word out into the community. Mm-hmm. And I thought we might highlight a couple today for your listeners. Like we have a 9-year-old boy who lives with his mom and his sister, okay? And he wants a big brother who can take him fishing. You know, he loves to read, and when he grows up, he wants to be an architect.
Wow.
So, you know, if you're thinking, hey, I hate fishing, but I know my friend who lives to fish, you know.
We've all got friends who live to fish.
And he would be a great big brother, you know, then that may be somebody. We have a 12-year-old boy who loves to tell jokes and make people laugh. He's looking for a big brother who likes football, bowling, and movies. And he wants a big brother to try new things with, like ice skating.
Oh, cool.
That's no, I would have to pass on the ice skating. but, you know, lots of...
Christmas in the Ville will be here soon enough.
Yeah, he's obviously open to new experiences.
Uh-huh.
And we have a 10-year-old girl who lost her mom and has three brothers, so she's looking for a big sister to do girl things with. And she wants to learn how to do her hair and loves dolls. She wants her big sister to help her, you know, express her feelings better.
That's so, very important.
Yeah, so, you know, somebody who's like, hey, I like to do all those girl things, mm-hmm. might find that to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We have another 9-year-old who lives with his mom, loves being outdoors, wants a big brother who can help him be a better friend to other people. And then we've got a 14-year-old boy who wants a big brother who loves basketball and can teach him how to spin one on his finger. I'm thinking we're looking for talent here. and he'd also like to go to the gym and lift weights. So we're definitely looking for a big brother who's active mm-hmm. and who is engaged in sports mm-hmm. and those mm-hmm. kinds of things, you know.
For all you bigs out there, I can just about see you right now for each one of these children, whether you're the big sister or the big brother, because I know what you do. And it would fit right into your wheelhouse, so you need to call Miss Charlene here, and let's get the ball rolling.
Yeah, and that's the key. It's like thinking about, hey, you know, I know how to be a friend. I know how mm-hmm. to be a role model. I'm willing to share what I'm already doing with a young person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I mentioned this the last time I was on, but we've started an initiative in Pawhuska to serve that community. Now, it's a small initiative because we only have one staff person, one program staff person. Mm-hmm. So we have to have measured growth, measured expansion.
I understand, yeah. You got a big area and one person.
Well, we have two children that are waiting in Pawhuska.
Good.
We have a 7-year-old girl who wants somebody who can help her with schoolwork. She wants to play outside, and she likes to do girl things.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a 6-year-old boy who would like a big who is active, and he wants to show him how fast he can run, which would be sort of typical of your 6-year-old.
Yeah.
And he needs a patient big brother who can teach him new things. And interestingly enough, that these two are siblings.
Oh, really?
So it would be really great if we had... if we were able to match them kind of at the same time, you know. But we're looking for somebody in the Pawhuska area who has an interest perhaps in being a mentor to one of these mm-hmm. kids.
Well, that'd be, you know, right there. You know, you've got some very interesting young people here who are eager to learn things, eager to reach out, eager to improve. And that's always something, you know, cool. And mentors, here's a little secret. By becoming a big, you're going to find that you can improve a lot on yourself. You'll be surprised at things you will learn as an adult.
Yeah, so, well, that's frequently what people say is I came into the program because I wanted to help, mm-hmm. wanted to make a difference for a young person. And then I realized how much it had changed my life as well. So, I mean, that's frequently how they say it. We are recruiting mentors. Mm-hmm. We are doing interviews either virtually on Teams, mm-hmm. or we're doing them in person. It's up to the volunteer. And then Big Brothers Big Sisters of America has waived the in-person requirement for match introductions. So for some of them, we can... that was a little lightning strike there. For some of them, we can match them virtually, mm-hmm. and then they can continue to meet virtually, mm-hmm. Until everybody's comfortable with getting together in person. So, you know, mentors are always important, but during this time when it's very challenging, mm-hmm. for everybody and there's so much uncertainty, mm-hmm. and most of our kids are living in single-parent homes where the parents are trying to work and homeschool and keep everything together.
Multitasking like you've never done in their lives.
And yeah. So for youth to have a an opportunity to talk to somebody and just share how they're feeling, mm-hmm. about this and their concerns. Because a lot of times, sometimes as adults, we all get busy scurrying to do all the things and forget to check in with the kids in terms of how are they feeling about this and what are their fears and how are they dealing with it.
You got to plug in with them. You do. Now, how do they get into the pipeline in order to be a big brother, big sister, or big couple?
They can go on our website and click through, or they can just call our office.
Very good. Very good. I want to get back to the fun again real quick, because some of the folks might not have heard everything that we're doing with our big event. So let's give a little bit of
big event is our dinner and auction.
Yes.
And back in April, we were like, nobody's going to get together in August.
Oh, no, forget it.
even if it's back to normal, and I didn't see it being back to normal, and it appears that is going to be what's happening. We decided to make it virtual. Mm-hmm. We changed our theme to a 50s diner drive-in, mm-hmm. theme, and we will be doing... ticket holders will drive through the Circle Drive at Hillcrest and pick up their dinner, take it home, and tune in to KWN-TV and listen to a very brief program of who we are and how you can support us. And then very brief, because at home we won't have the same attention that we might have if they were in the room.
The big ball room.
And,
yes.
And then join us for our virtual jukebox, songbox music bingo. We'll be playing two rounds, so two genres of music. One of them will surely be 50s.
It's gotta.
And it's really, for those that aren't familiar with songbox music bingo, it's really fun. I mean, I've played a couple of times, and I was just playing by myself at my house.
Just having a ball.
And it was like, well, this is fun, you know? I had to rely a lot on Siri to tell me what the names of the songs were.
And, you know, you can check in tonight if you want to get a feel for it at 100.1 KYFM. We do it every Thursday night, and you can get a feel for it, and you can say, hey, Charlene, sign me up! I want to do this! I want to help... Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Yeah, now you do have to register, and I don't know what their deadline is for getting bingo cards for tonight, mm-hmm. but you can certainly go to the radio website.
BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Pink box on the side, the shut-in song box, mm-hmm. and register. If you can't get in for this week, register for next week. Mm-hmm. It's free.
Yeah.
And they do ask if you feel inclined to give them a donation, because that's how they're... They used to do this in person in restaurants and places.
They were getting tips like crazy.
You know, and that
that ain't working.
but it's not required, uh-huh. and it is fun.
It is. Miss Charlene, thank you very much. Charlene Dew is with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma. Check out the website and make sure that you mark your calendar for the big event coming up. And also, if you are someone who's even remotely thinking about being a big... also do a little looking on the website, make a phone call, and this could be something that's just right up your alley.
Right, or you may know somebody that you want to talk to say, hey, I heard about this opportunity, and I think you'd be great.
Thank you very much for being with us, Charlene. I really appreciate it. We got a little bit of rain coming down here. We'll give you a full look at the forecast coming up as this 20% of showers has turned into 100% rather quickly. Thank you very much for being with us today right here on K1.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Have you ever watched a time-lapse video of a plant growing? It is amazing. What is vital for that plant to grow? Water, right? Without water and nutrition, it won't flourish but will wither and die. Without proper nourishment, you will also wither and die spiritually. Christians are commanded to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How do you do that? By reading the Bible and sitting under the faithful preaching of God's Word. There you learn who God is and what He requires of you. You learn about sin and what Jesus did to save sinners. How do you expect to grow in your knowledge of Jesus if you don't feed your faith? Only as you purposefully and regularly study God's Word and worship with His people will you come to know and love Jesus. That is truth worth believing and acting upon. This is Pastor Clarence Veld from Westminster Presbyterian Church inviting you to discover more truth worth believing today.
Visit truthworthbelieving.com and join us every Sunday morning at 9:30 for worship at Westminster Presbyterian Church at the corner of Adams and Chickasaw in Bartlesville to discover more truth worth believing.
Working from home is driving up the worst type of cybercrime, home title theft. We're doing it all from home now, right? Working, banking, video conferencing, meal deliveries, and shopping. Cybercriminals are targeting our homes. Actually, they want the money they can get by taking out loans against your home. The crime is called home title theft, and the FBI is warning homeowners. Home title lock is how you protect your home from cyber thieves. Your home's legal title is online, where they find it and forge your signature stating you sold your home to them. Then they take out loans on your home and leave you in debt. Banks, insurance, and basic identity theft services do not protect you. Home Title Lock does, with a virtual barrier around your home's title. Protect your home now. Go to HometitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code PROTECT for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. That's code PROTECT at HometitleLock.com.
Instant savings and brand new merchandise and gift certificates. I'm T.W. Davis, auctioneer, and I want you to mark your calendars for the annual K1, KYFM, K-Rig, KPGM auction, July 25th at the Washington County Fairgrounds building in Dewey.
We are shopping at local advertisers, buying brand new merchandise and gift certificates.
Then I'll auction them off to you. Guaranteed savings. They've told me the bidding stops at 80% of retail price.
However, many items won't even get to the full 80%. You may pay 40%, 50%, or 60% of retail. It's an auction. You set the prices, you get the bargains. Some of the items up for sale include
LED bar lights and LED headlamps from Action Communications, OU and Oklahoma State gifts, a Buffalo pillow, Oklahoma ornament, and an umbrella from Moxie on 2nd Street, and gift certificates from Anderson Processing north of Nowata and D's Spirits Wine and Beer in Dewey.
There'll be free prizes too. Don't miss it. The Bartlesville Radio's annual auction Saturday, July 25th at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey. Doors open at 8. Auction begins at 9. This year's auction will be compliant with CDC regulations with social distancing.
If you work or live in the downtown area and are experiencing difficulty at times to find a place to park, worry no more. There is downtown parking available at 2nd and Osage that's convenient to downtown businesses and apartments. For more information and monthly rates, call 336-1001. That's 336-1001.
OKM Music is hosting a special shut-in song box just for kids tomorrow evening on 100.1 KYFM. It's a Disney music song box with Jackie Manning and Michael Duncan from Jam Productions. But you have to RSVP to play at rsvp@okmusic.org. Then you'll pick up your cards at OKM's music office. And then tune in in to 100.1 KYFM from 6 to 7 o'clock tomorrow evening for a Disney Music Songbox just for the kids. An RSVP is required. So go to RSVP at okmmusic.org and have your kids ready for a special kids shut-in songbox on 100.1 KYFM.
What do you do when you want to listen to 1400 K1, but you can't because you're out of the area? Listen to our stream on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Just go to our homepage and click on the Listen Now button in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. The 1400 K1 stream is brought to you by Cliffs Flooring and Windows, Cherokee Casino Ramona. Listen on your computer, your smartphone, or other internet-connected device. Whether you're home or away, we're your constant companion. We're 1400 K1.
Slight chance of a storm or two near or west of the area over the next few hours. We'll see warm weather, of course, later today, lower to mid-90s, the heat index 100 to 104, just below the heat advisory criteria. Late this afternoon through the evening hours, a couple of storms will be a possibility. If they do develop or move into your area, some hail and wind issues. A few showers and storms early tomorrow, then hot and humid weather for Friday into the weekend. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan. Right now we do have thunder, lightning, and a little bit of rain coming down throughout the area, 75 degrees. Time now for our Overcomers, and it's brought to you by Brian Little, Haley, and Kat CPAs on K1, the one you trust.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In years past, the Christian faith was more prominent in Afghanistan, but today most Afghans have never heard the gospel and have been raised to follow Muhammad's teachings with unquestioned allegiance. In this environment of radical Islam, it's very difficult to evangelize, and public Christian gatherings are illegal and dangerous. Despite these challenges, great advances have been made for the gospel through the use of small group meetings. Another effective outreach tool is social media, which can place scripture in the hearts of people who have never read God's word. Pray God will work through these creative efforts to bring many Afghan people to faith in Christ.
I will not let my brothers and